B-Pod Studios.
Okay, well, let's get psyched for some football.
Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Whoa, Tom Brady, slam the Rams. Tom Brady, go by mile. Slam the Rams, Tom's still going wild. Slam the Rams, he's out of his mind. Slam the Rams, Tom could win it blind. Slam the Rams, whoa, Tom Brady. Slam the Rams, whoa, Tom Brady. Slam the Rams.
Okay, now this is identified as the Friday before the Friday before the Super Bowl. So let's talk some football with Friday Morning's Football with Zoe. Scott Zolak is on the line. It's brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is the first. Okay, good morning, Zoe. How you doing today?
Morning. Yeah, I'd like to slam my head into that phone pole. Stupid song.
Yeah, you don't like that song either?
Oh, my God. It's the worst part about working in radio. When you get to the playoffs, you're lucky to get there. The hokey songs that these listeners come up with.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That was some fine writing right there, Zoe.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
writing.
Yeah.
Like that
yeah.
One?
And a really good hook. Really good hook. Just making me, you know, come around to it. Yeah.
That's the message. It's two cheaters who end up with each other.
It'll grow on you. Okay. So, look. First, real quickly.
Whoa. What's that noise?
What a game. That was me. What a game we had last weekend. And, Julian, incredible one, was incredible again, wasn't he?
He was amazing. He really is. He's the guy, and I know people are joking because there's Hall of Fame talk being thrown around out there. But he's only right behind Jerry Rice as far as production in the playoffs. And to think about that kid, where he came from, sort of that overachiever. I mean, I love watching him play because he's got that bleep you attitude.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's the guy that just makes it go. Third and 10, you're looking to him. Third and 7, you're looking to him. He's a stick mover, man. And if they can't stop him or double him, we're going to win this football game.
Yeah, and like everybody knows that you're throwing it to him too, but he still just gets it done. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a little move he gives you at the top of his route to just give you a second to get the ball in there. And Tom has such a good rapport with him that he knows where he's going to be at all times.
So, how you feeling?
I'm a little tired today. It's Friday.
No, I mean about the game.
Oh, about the game. I feel great about the game. Kind of funny. Getting ready to call my 4th in 50 years, which is absolutely amazing.
It's unbelievable.
And I just think the whole process, the lead up, like this week, next week for the players. You know, the Patriots, I think, have 27 guys on the team that played in it last year.
Yeah.
And the Rams have none. So that week advantage of knowing what distractions to eliminate, what to take out and have some fun with, when do you spend time with your family. The team that handles all that extracurricular stuff the best is going to have an advantage in this game. Plus, Brady talked about the game being longer. Yeah. Remember when he was down by 25 and he said, we got him. They're starting to tire. That's not normal in any other game.
Wow.
Hey, Zoe, do they put restrictions on the players for what they do when they're away from studying and practicing down at the Super Bowl?
No, you get pretty good freedom. I mean, you're kind of told where not to go and where who not to hang out with, but you know, you don't really get every single night off. You'll get one night off, and it might be Sunday night. And that's the time to go out and have some fun. Have some fun with your friends, hit a bar or two, maybe take a movie, maybe go to Applebee's. You know, you never know.
Applebee's, really, seriously.
TGI Fridays, sure, yeah. Something like that.
And then once Tuesday starts, you got curfew, and then there's going to be little 2 and 3 hour windows where you have free time to see family, but they keep it back on you pretty good.
Okay.
Huh. Okay, so it's my turn.
Okay, you got to call. What's your question?
The only reason that I can understand football is because of football movies. That's how I. I love football movies, and I want to know what is your favorite all-time favorite football movie.
Remember the Titans.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of all of them,
I just think it has a great soundtrack.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Yeah,
the entire cast. I mean, like Ryan Gosling's in it.
Yes.
Look at all the guys that ended up becoming good actors who were young at that time. I just think it teaches a great lesson, you know, for a school. Like I play with guys that played at T.C. Williams, and it's, you know, being an all white school and an all black school and having that come together at that time. I think it's good for young kids to watch and how you play together as a team. It's a great lesson in it. But I did grow up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So all the right moves.
Yes.
It was filmed in a town next to me. The town's not called Ampipe. It's a made-up name, but it was filmed in Actually filmed in Aliquippa, where Ty Law and Darrell Revis are from.
Isn't that such a good
out.
Movie? And Craig T. Nelson was so mean in it. Oh, so
yeah.
Good.
Oh, man. Can't forget Rudy.
True.
You're a Rudy guy, huh?
Rudy. It's a slow clap movie.
Rudy.
My sister and brother-in-law went to Notre Dame, so they're Golden Domers.
Okay.
Good. And I'll never forget walking at campus, seeing that Golden Dome, and I'm like, wow. I wonder Rudy got so excited.
What's the worst football movie you've ever seen?
Just oh, my God. Oh.
The replay of last year's Super Bowl.
The replay of last year's Super Bowl. I'm going with the replacements for Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
What's that? Any Given Sunday? With,
Any Given You didn't like that.
I love that movie.
No, he's like, you got to get him with a backside robber. You're not a coach. You're a criminal. Play the criminal. You know?
Okay, Zoe, when are you flying out? Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah, you're hosting the big rally, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah, Bell told me in the bathroom I'm hosting a rally.
Yeah, I saw that on Patriots.com, that everybody can come down and see the team off on Sunday at 10 a.m.
And
right?
Then you're going to pick one lucky winner out of the crowd to fly to the game with you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Not.
Okay. Yeah, hey, listen.
You know, you did bump my elbow in the bathroom. It was a little awkward.
That was intentional.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just checking.
All right, bathroom
okay, well, I know you're going to be really, you're going to be really busy.
You're like,
next
get it, bump something else.
Wow.
Oh,
you're going to be able to talk to us next Friday, right?
I will. Same time, same station.
Same all time, right. Same station. You got it, man.
Too much
hey,
fun.
Man, we got to keep the train rolling. You guys,
okay.
Good luck.
Absolutely. Right. Okay, fly safely, and we'll talk to you a week from today, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.